The Pension Grillparzer. My father worked for the Austrian Tourist Bureau. It was my mother's idea that our family travel with him when he went on the road as a tourist bureau spy. My mother and brother and I would accompany him on his secretive missions to uncover the discourtesy, the dust, the badly cooked food, the shortcuts taken by Austria's restaurants and hotels and pensions. We were instructed to create difficulties whenever we could, never to order exactly what was on the menu, to imitate a foreigner's odd requests, the hours we would like to have our baths, the need for aspirin, and directions to the zoo. We were instructed to be civilized but troublesome. And when the visit was over, we reported to my father in the car. My mother would say, "The hairdresser is always closed in the morning, but they make suitable recommendations outside. I guess it's all right, provided they don't claim to have a hairdresser actually in the hotel."
"Well, they do claim it,"
my father would say. He'd note this in a giant pad. I was always the driver. I said, "The car is parked off the street, but someone put 14 kilometers on the gauge between the time we handed it over to the doorman and picked it up at the hotel garage."
"That is a matter to report directly to the management," my father said, jotting it down.
"The toilet leaked," I said.
"I couldn't open the door to the WC," said my brother, Robo.
"Robo,"
mother said,
"you always have trouble with doors."
"Was that supposed to be Class C?" I asked.
"I'm afraid not," father said. "It is still listed as Class B."
We drove for a short while in silence.